This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Among the participants at the General Assembly of the World Conference of Secular Institutes taking place in Rome this week was Lily Fernandez, a member of the secular institute The Maids of the Poor. She spoke to me earlier about the topics they were discussing.
Yes, it is formation. It is also making our identity known. Having an identity code in the church circles in the world as consecrated seculars, because we need to have our identity, especially in the church circles, so that people know that we are consecrated seculars.
How do you propose to make that identity clearer then? What sort of plans have you got for that?
First of all, right now we are still working on it. But it's not a hidden consecrated life. It is a life which is accepted by the church, which is recognized by the church, a consecrated life in the world. So naturally, in solidarity with other Christians, living our lay consecration authentically. There are many new ways of consecration in the church today. So secular institutes also are to make known by keeping in touch with the hierarchy, keeping in touch with the other lay people, working among them, and wherever possible, making our identity known.
And how many lay consecrated people are there in India? And is that number growing?
Yeah, right now we have 42 institutes of secular institutes, but there are only two in India who have pontifical right and of Indian origin.
And how many members are there in India of your institute?
We have in the whole institute, we are in five countries right now. We have 123 members, but in India we have 97 members right now, our institute. There are about 300 plus secular institute members in various dioceses